What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What it do?
Wow. It's not only good, it's a great morning. It's a crochet day. And game one of the playoffs, the Boston Red Sox there for the first time since 2021. Curtis, I can't wait. I wish we could get it started right now.
Let's play three.
Right? Why not?
It does feel great. It's going to be a great day for baseball. There'll be, what, three games this afternoon, two games this afternoon?
Yes.
And then the Sox-Yankees 6:08 right here on EEI. And I am, it's just so fun. I enjoy it. If people say I hate everything, I certainly do not hate playoff baseball.
Well, the Giolito news was like a kick in the nuts yesterday.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to ignore that. And we'll, you get through this series, and then maybe you get him back. It didn't sound that serious. Like, it sounded like it was more of a overuse of the elbow kind of thing, as opposed to any kind of a tear or any kind of a ligament thing. To me, the way in which Alex Cora described it, anyway, yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, well, whatever it is, he's not pitching, and that's not good for the Red Sox. Even more importance on tonight's game, because you're going to need Crochet to get you game one, and then you'll figure out either game two or game three to advance. But I love Crochet tonight. I've been all over the map, but I woke up this morning and I manifested three strikeouts of Aaron Judge.
All right. Yeah, you're gonna need him, like Curtis said, which he should be solid. Bayo, you get for game two, and then you won't need. Hopefully, you won't need Giolito, and then is.
That's a bold take, by the way, that they're going to grab the first two. But I'm with you. I am with you. I hope that's the way it goes.
Right. I isn't that the expectations? Because if you don't, then what's your plan heading into game three?
Well, it sounds like it's Connelly early. It sounded right. a little bit like when you listened to Alex Cora right. yesterday. So
I'm a bit more worried than you are because, I mean, calling it an elbow injury, I wouldn't be surprised if it lasts longer than just the wild card. Like, I don't necessarily know if it's overuse, and that worries me a lot. When the news broke yesterday, I think that is, besides Crochet, you know, you're talking worst case scenario.
Right, but I wonder if it was like, let's say it was the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
Would he go to the IL, or would they just say, all right, you're going to miss a start, and then you'll be ready to go your next one? So I guess that becomes the question to, you know, with him, if they feel like, all right, we can win this series without having to use him, but if we give him that rest, he'll be ready to go for the next series.
I would be shocked if the Red Sox advance that you see Giolito again.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, elbow, kind of important for
it
a pitcher. Yeah, Giolito's cooked. But this is an example, if you want to go back to the offseason, where obviously Giolito was very good. These players are available for one-year deals, two-year club option-type deals because of injury history.
Right.
Giolito's been here for 3 years. He's missed a full season, and now he's out for the playoffs. So, I mean, it's a great position to be in because you wouldn't be missing any starts if you sucked in the regular season. But tonight it's about Crochet, Chapman, Bregman. That's it. Those are the triumvirate that are new this year. They're the reason, a big reason you are where you are, and you need all three.
Any concern about Bregman when it comes to his patient zero status on the flu or the COVID or whatever it is that he has been fighting?
Jordan had a flu game. Brady, AFC title game 04, had a flu game. This is Bregman's flu game.
All right. All right. I like it. So apparently he flew separate from the rest of the fellas.
All right.
And
smart move.
Very smart.
So as not to be a super spreader. And it'll be 6:08 this evening, 5:08, I believe, the pregame here on WEEI and on the Shaws and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and on the Odyssey app and wherever else you go and get your baseball for free. By the way, we don't charge, unlike the streaming services, unlike the Apples or the others. We do not charge you for a Red Sox game.
Yeah.
We provide that for you. Free of charge.
You get it for the donut.
I don't want to step on toes. Is anybody doing Ticketmaster for a lead?
No.
Okay, so we can just
I don't
mock
even
it
know
here.
What Ticketmaster is.
They're precluding people from buying tickets for the wild
yes.
card.
I saw this.
Yes,
yeah.
I did see that.
If you're not a resident of New York, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, or New Jersey.
Correct. Basically, just if you're a masshole, you are not allowed to buy tickets for Yankee Stadium.
Which to me is the latest and greatest example of how the cities have flipped. It used to always be that we were obsessed with the Yankees. Once we were eliminated, I grew up with Eddie Andelman celebrating the Yankees elimination party. It's flipped entirely.
Yeah.
Like, it's unbelievable how they're just, like, that's such a bad sign also for Yankees fans. Like, you're that worried your fans aren't going to want to go to the game.
We used to be all over. I remember playing the audio of Peyton Manning when he was like, please, Colts fans, don't sell your tickets to Patriots fans. And it's like, right. Now that, like, they're that afraid that it, and also, you're not doing it as your league, Curtis. We're talking about it now, correct?
Yes, sir.
Like, that Major League Baseball ought to step in and prevent that. Like, it's not good for the game.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was possible. You could do that.
It's great for the game to have opposing fans there. Right. I mean, there have been last 3 years here, the team wouldn't have survived without opposing fans that were going to
Dodgers
games.
Fans brought us Bregman.
Half a Connecticut, I will say. So our fans will still get in somehow,
well,
but it's...
You have to be living in Connecticut.
But we got a lot of Red Sox fans in Connecticut.
Yeah. Let Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, anybody. D.C.?
It's ridiculous. Like,
that's weird.
Yeah, like, in order, you have to get a surrogate. Like, you have to go to the dark web to buy a ticket to go see the Red Sox, the wild card series at Yankee Stadium. Like, that's ridiculous.
Is this normal? I feel like I've never heard that before.
Before in the NFL. Okay. I can't remember it ever happening in Major League Baseball. Can you, Curtis?
No, and you're spot on. What makes these playoff games so great is how you have about 20 to 30% of the fan base, whether it's Fenway Yankee fans or Yankee Stadium Red Sox fans, that, you know, it builds the tension. It's a great back and forth. And for the Yankees to do that, I was shocked, honestly. I was like,
so it's the Yankees that do it, or Ticketmaster?
No, the Yankees use Ticketmaster to sell their tickets.
All right.
They tell Ticketmaster, please don't allow anybody with a billing address outside of these areas to purchase.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
Ridiculous. So, all right, well, Wild Card Series gets underway this evening, game number one, and you can talk about that with us all morning long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We have our leads coming up in just a few minutes, and then at 7:20, they set it, and we will go over what Aaron Boone said the rest of the American League knew all season long about our beloved Boston Red Sox. So that... and the rest of They Said It coming up at 7:20 this morning. Courtney has the news at 7:45. And there is big beef in the family of Colonel Sanders, which is that irony or coincidence if there's big beef in the Colonel Sanders?
I think you're mispronouncing that.
Oh, yeah. Colonel Sanders family. And it has led to the sharing of extremely confidential information. Mm. So we will get to that during the news, and it's a Tie Tuesday. So Ty Law will join us at 8:20, and then we will talk tonight's game and this series with the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, Craig Breslow, who will join us at 9 on this morning's show. And give us the latest on the Giolito injury.
Good morning.
Good morning. And the latest on Giolito and whatever kind of update there is on Alex Bregman and everything else related to the series. So that is coming up at 9 this morning. And as always, a reminder, couple reminders for you. Number one, leave a Hill note at any time. That's a voice note on whatever topic is on your mind. And you can leave that on the Odyssey app. You will see a microphone that you have to click on and then talk away. And we'll play the best ones back at about 9:20 or 9:30 this morning. And hello and good morning if you happen to be up already and watching this show. And you can do that on YouTube or on Twitch. And you can check when you watch the show, you get the swag of wigs. You get the radiant glow of Courtney Cox.
Thank you.
You get the full furriness of Chris Scheim, and you get all of that on Twitch and on YouTube. And our show on Twitch and on YouTube is brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. And for 150 years, they have been selling you incredible pieces of jewelry and timepieces in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So if you need either, go see them there and tell them that you listen to this show. Yes, Curtis.
I'm just waiting because my internet's down. Is everybody that ripped Tom Brady for doing a deal with the Saudis demanding that the NFL, NHL, and Major League Baseball stop doing business with EA Sports? Because EA Sports sold for $55 billion to the Saudi investment fund.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you play video games,
that I do,
you play Madden or any one of those Electronic Arts games, you are supporting the Saudi government. Huh? So that means that the NFL, Major League Baseball, and the NHL and their players' associations are now fully in bed with the Saudi investment fund. So
it's interesting. There are some comedians who are ripping a bunch of other comedians who are doing a big comedy festival in Saudi Arabia. Bill Burr and Dave Chappelle and a bunch of other big names are going there to do a show.
Right.
And guys like Shane Gillis and Mark Marone are like ripping them for going and taking the Saudi money. So
really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's such fake news. Like, do people really care? Honestly.
No, they just don't like certain people, and then they use this as a way to criticize
people
them.
Really care about, like, do they know, like, where the dollars are going or coming from the Saudis? Or are people just like, you know, is this them just using this because, like Curtis said, you don't like this person? It's so stupid. It's the dumb, you know, there's all these things, whether it was child labor with Nike and people complain about this, but yet people walk around and put Nike on. And how many people really know the backstory and dive into what really goes on with all this stuff? It's like such fake anger.
There are some people who stand on principle.
There's nobody who stands on principle.
No, if any of those people were offered the same money go do exactly what they're doing, they would take it. Money talks. Like, that's the world we live in.
And then it's not even that corny. It's like, okay, so why are you so upset with them taking money from the Saudis, and they won't even know. You know what they'll say? 9/11.
Right.
Elaborate, and they won't know. They'll just like, it's so like stupid. Like,
it's the definition of selective outrage.
Yeah, the morals that people have. It's like when people get all upset of like certain things, and like people die every day in America in your backyard, but you're worried about people dying in foreign countries.
Well, I mean,
come on, stop picking and choosing people.
If you want me to play devil's advocate, I'm happy to do that. It's not just 9/11. It's the execution that it seems like they ordered on a journalist. I mean, there are things that that are distasteful that they've done.
Right.
But I'm certain that every government has
there's distasteful things
here
that happen every day in America. Why ain't they bitching and complaining about that?
Yeah.
You know, there are kids getting their brains blown out on a daily basis. I don't see them beating the drum. Stop it. Stop it. Live your life. Enjoy your life. Stop with this stupid fake outrage.
And stop judging other people on how they're making the money. Like, that's
right.
Like, mind your business there. If they're doing what's best for them and their family to make ends meet, like, relax.
I can't wait to see Mike Florio, who works for NBC Football Night in America, do a big diatribe against the NFL and the players for joining EA Sports and the Saudi fund. Oh, wait. He'll never do it. It just gets clicks when you rip Brady.
Go over there, Chappelle. Do a 45-minute show and get you $75
million. Well, yeah, I'm sure that's
Saudi's got that good money, bro.
I'm sure that. We are well aware of your love for the Saudi money.
Yeah, they got their long money.
This whole entire rant is just because you want to be able to go over there and visit Dubai one day.
I would have a Kool-Aid smile on, and I would wear one of the whole, you know, garbs and outfits.
You'd wear the full garb.
What?
Yeah. Probably a double X.
On the head.
Do they have any double X robes available?
Yeah, listen, if they got to go 3X, I'll be there, Kool-Aid smile and everything.
And the thing is,
giving out 8x10s and, you know, 150 degree heat.
I understand. You'd crawl through the desert with no water to get the bag of cash.
That is long money over there in Saudi.
Wiggy would say, His Excellency Sheikh Turkey, as Brady did. And
that is long money. I hate the people that have these fake morals.
I'd now like to turn it over to His Excellency Turkey Alashik.
Ah, yes.
Exactly. I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Wiggy, it's like those people that are protesting capitalism while wearing a Nike shirt drinking a Coke.
It's stupid. It's stupid.
Yeah, Wiggy'd be like His Excellency Turkey a la Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Turkey a la stuffed. All right. Let's, if we could, get the show going with what is trending. And here is Courtney with all of that.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. Monday Night Football saw the Broncos beat down the Browns 28-3, and the Dolphins beat the Jets 27-21. Dolphins win, but a tough one for Tyreek Hill, who went down with a knee injury. Not only did he dislocate his knee, but he tore a bunch of ligaments, including his ACL. He will undergo surgery today.
It looked bad.
I've dislocated my knee a few times, my right one, and then once on my left. It is the worst pain you will ever feel.
Like leg was going in the other direction. Looked bad.
Yeah. And usually they've got to pop it back in, but then you've got to look at the ligament damage, and it seems like he has a lot.
See, you could have traded for that guy. Now you got to figure out, all right, who's next if you're a Pats fan?
The big news yesterday came from the Red Sox. Greg already brought it up, but Alex Cora announcing that Lucas Giolito will not be on the wild card roster for the Sox versus the Yankees. Here's Cora.
Lucas, he's not going to be on the roster. He's been battling with his elbow the last few days, and today he went to see Dr. Dugas. So, hopefully it's nothing major, but he won't be ready for this one.
That series kicks off tonight, 6:08 first pitch with Garrett Crochet getting the start. Lou Brilloni, Will Middlebrooks, and Will Fleming are on the call for the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:08 for the MassMutual pregame show. And yesterday was Celtics Media Day. We're going to hear a bit during They Said It, but Jason Tatum spoke about his recovery as he comes back from his Achilles injury. It was very interesting to hear how optimistic he is on the recovery.
Well, how can he not be, and how can we not be?
Right.
After he shared that video of the what he called his first basketball workout, the dude looks like he could play game one if he needed to.
It's insane. He looked good. For my lead this morning, I'm going to play what Peyton Pritchard had to say about Tatum.
All right, we'll wait till then. That's fine.
And also, like, Joe Mazzulla was talking about how any chance he got, he would work out with him. Like, it seems like everybody is rallying around, as they should.
Yeah.
So a lot to get to there. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Beefy savings are on sale today at Shaw's and Star Market. Get value pack beef petite sirloin steak or top round London broil, only $4.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer, short on time. Order pickup or delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
I didn't hear what you said, but corrections rolling in on the Subaru of New England text line. Did you say Browns instead of Bengals?
Yes.
Oh, you did. Okay.
I did.
All right. Okay. Common mistake?
No, I said Bengals.
You did?
No, you said Browns. I changed it in the dock for you.
Oh.
And texted you.
Thank you, Sean.
I tried not to do it over the air because I got yelled at last time. So I was going to do it off the air, but text line beat me to it.
Thank you very much, Sean.
You're welcome. I'm doing what I can.
Don't worry about it.
Your service is appreciated.
They're both in Ohio.
And we got baseball on the brain.
Yeah, everybody's got Giolito's injury on the brain.
No, it's just me making a mistake. It's okay.
Give yourself an extra serving of catnip when you get home and put the costume on.
Greg, that stuff smells gross. Why would I do that? Okay. I prefer kibble.
All right. We are going to get to our leads coming up next.